East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, turn up the volume, because today we're rolling out the red carpet for a true sports royalty. She's not just a presenter, she's a powerhouse. She's not just a voice, she's the voice of South African rugby. From the Rugby World Cup to the Curry Cup to a Sippy Cup, from sideline stories to studio shows, she's broken the records, she's smashed the stereotypes and paved the way for women in sport, all with style and grace and that signature sparkle. She's a G-Sport Award winner, the first woman ever to be named Journalist of the Year at the South African Sports Awards, and the Laureus Ambassador inspiring the next generation. She's bold, she's brilliant, and always a few steps ahead of the game. You've seen her on Supersport, and now you're hearing her on East Coast Radio. Mo, Mo, Motshidisi Mahondo!
I love that.
That is a powerhouse intro.
That's what? You deserve that. That's for you.
Thank you.
That's for you. You are that. You are all those things.
It's literally your CV. It's you. Okay, you know we do quick fire questions here. So we do that with all our guests. So we're going to use that to get to know you a bit better. I want to know, and this must be a hard one, what is the most iconic moment you've ever witnessed live?
Wow.
That would have to be Captain Siya Kolisi's first game as captain at Ellis Park, June 2018.
Huh.
It was also my first ever test match sideline. So it just felt like as the team wins, it's like every time I win, it's somehow with the team right next to me. Mm. And that was iconic. Just seeing how everybody, the reception that he received as the new captain, how everyone sang the national anthem. We were down against England at halftime by quite a bit. Mm. And the way he galvanized the team to eventually make it a victory at Ellis Park was outstanding. Amazing. So definitely my iconic moment.
Mm. All right, quick fire question. Which Springbok would you call in a crisis?
Malcolm Marks.
Oh, he's the guy.
Really?
You gotta get the feature.
Malcolm Marks is from the south of Joburg.
Oh,
he's
the
man that can make a plan quickly.
Yeah.
A man with a plan.
A man with a plan.
What's always in your handbag?
Vaseline.
Yes, I agree.
Nothing like a quick tub of Vaseline. Your hands are dry, your lips are dry. Yeah. Something is happening and you just need a smear campaign.
Yeah, yes. You sound like an Australian cricketer.
Vaseline, guys.
Wow.
No, Darren.
Speaking of cricketers, who's tougher to interview? A coach after a loss or a player after a win?
Coach after a loss.
Yeah.
Players, once they win, they're happy to chat. But It's harder to put things in context when you've lost. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Though the coaches that I've interviewed after losses have been quite
doing pretty good about it.
Yeah, they have been. Yeah.
So which team has the most passionate fans?
Ooh. Franchise rugby. I'd say it's a tie between the Stormers and the Bulls fans. Ooh, I think the Bulls fans are real diehards. Mm. Stormers fans are just, they will always come out in the numbers to support no matter what's happening. DHL Stadium is always packed.
Yeah.
Every single match, no matter the opposition. So I think the Storm has just pipped this one.
Yeah. No, it's a tough thing wearing a Sharks jersey at Loftus. I can tell you. It's not easy.
Yeah. I've seen it for myself. No, it's not a nice time. It's not a nice time. But when the Sharks do well there, then, you know, they'll side eye you. You're lucky if they buy you a beer, actually.
Yeah.
Tough one.
One moment in your career that made you stop and say, yo, I did that. Emphasis on yo.
A yo moment. It has to be the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Being at Stade France, as South Africa were about to beat New Zealand, the arch nemesis rival, the best rugby team on the planet, and to beat them by a point in the manner that we did, and the stories that have come out from the 2023 Rugby World Cup squad, I think that was my moment. After 2019, I didn't feel like there was anything bigger than hosting a World Cup in studio for and seeing your nation win. But 2023 was like, nah, hold my beer, got something for you.
I'll show you.
Yeah, sideline at the Stade de France, extraordinary. That's nice. One of the moments. Yeah.
So those are your quick fire questions. Mm. Next time we talk to you, we're going to delve.
We delve deeper.
We're going to go a little bit deeper. We go a bit below the surface. We want to get to know you a little bit better. Yeah. So Moritz, from your early days at Campus Radio to becoming one of the most recognizable faces in South African sports media, what do you think has been key to your longevity, your authenticity, your the almost universal love and respect for you?
I think it's just being yourself.
It is.
You've got to be yourself. You've got to show up as who you are. Don't try and imitate anybody else, because people pick up quickly when you're trying to be someone else instead of yourself. Mm. And
they do, eh?
Yeah. Carol Shabalala actually gave me this advice. She said, You're not them. You're not one of the guys. You're not an ex-player. You're not an ex-coach. Mm-hmm. You weren't spoon-fed from the time you were 2 years old, this game, the back pages, etc. But you are you, and there's magic in being you. So what is your X factor?
No.
So bring that to the table. And once I started looking inward instead of outward, I became a better broadcaster, because I made my business being a better me,
yeah,
and cultivating my craft for myself, yeah, instead of trying to impress Darren by showing off that I know as much as Victor.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, so that's amazing. That's been the difference.
That's just a taster question. No, we got tea questions coming your way. Supersport presents Motsidi Simohono. She's with us. She's also going to be joining us for that big announcement at 8:10. So we do, you know, a few more questions.
I've got good questions. You're going to want to know the answers to my questions.
We're not asking you, you know, how do you like your coffee? Well, by the way, how do you like your coffee?
Yeah, how do you like your coffee? That's an important question.
Coffee is with one brown sugar and milk, cold milk.
That is a coffee down cappuccino, because you're a barista here.
Cappuccino, yes. Cappuccino. I did ask for a decaf this morning, but Darren was like, what a waste of coffee.
So why would you even decaf?
Guys, there was a time when I was addicted to coffee. It was giving me heart palpitations.
Okay.
I'm trying to be on the milder side of the addiction.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll just drink tea. How's that? Okay.
Yes.
I have a question. So what is the most difficult part of not just being a female broadcaster on television, but a female sports broadcaster in South Africa in a very sport-heavy male environment?
Mm. I think it's just building and maintaining credibility, because when you come in, everybody, their first assumption based on indoctrination is that you don't know what you're talking about.
Of course.
So you spend a lot of time in the beginning of your career building credibility, and it only takes one or two mistakes for you to be thrown out yet again, because they don't, I don't think women are given as much grace as the guys are, simply because you should not be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So building and maintaining credibility was really what I started off with. And once people believe, once they can trust that what you're saying is the truth, once they can see that you love the game as much as they do, then you cement it in their mind. So that was the biggest challenge. And also just sifting through criticism, because some of it is constructive, and then the other is just destructive stuff. Why does she look like that on air? Oh, you have a nose like a pig. Oh, you're not dressed for this occasion. This is not even the worst of it. You have to filter through that to find other broadcasters that will give you great advice. My trainer, Wayne Taylor, always used to say, don't take criticism from someone you won't take advice from.
Yes.
100%.
Go to the people that do the work that you do. They are the ones that are best placed to advise you well.
That's great. That's great advice. Now, so you're a trailblazer. There's so many young girl broadcasters that will look up to you. Not even just broadcasters, just girls in the industry will go, hang on a second. What's a DC can do that in that environment? I can do this in this environment.
Yeah.
I can be an astronaut, right? Why not? Why not? I think that's your superpowers. You've made girls around Africa go, why not?
Why not? Thank you.
And yeah, I think that's great. So you're an inspiration, right? So who were your inspirations?
Sure. The list is long, because I even tell my mentees, you need to take from the greats. Don't try be them, because that's just imitation, and you are the best you in the world. So for me, growing up, it was the likes of Carol Shabalala. Carol Shabalala has been very instrumental in my career. Lebo Motsoedi, who also was coming through the ranks. And then at work, it was the Xola Njingas, the Kaunda Ntunjas. I say Kaunda's name and I get emotional, because he should be here. clapping for me, but it's fine. Count and Junja, really, really, really took care of me. Yeah. Owen Kumani, Kobani Bobo, Nick Mallard, you know, Skulkberger, Jean de Villiers. These are like creme de la creme names in the rugby space. Victor Matfield as well. The Ndungani brothers. The guys that I work with have really been a hedge of protection over me. And not just protection, knowledge as well, because they share so freely. Nas Puerta being one of them as well. Because when I started off, I didn't understand the... I thought it was organized chaos. I really didn't like the sport, even in high school. And they have taught me the symphony of rugby, that it's actually, if you're paying attention and you know it really well, you will find that even the scrum becomes like, oh my gosh, now I can watch it with a smile. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, the game within the game,
So that is how my knowledge and love for the game has evolved, and I really owe it to those guys. Those guys not only inspire me, but took their time to teach as well.
No, it's a beautiful story, and you remain an inspiration. And I'm hoping, you know, you've filled in today, but I mean without imposing, what you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, and Friday.
And Friday.
Oh, you need me then too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, please, I'll come through. Yeah. You guys will
come on
then.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bring the decaf. I don't know what that's going to do for you. You know, Carmen and I will take care
of it. Darren, there's no need to say for me.
You know, judging. I bring a cappuccino. It's fine.
Can I bring
for
it?
You,
okay, have a cappuccino.
For you, I'll have one, though.
All right.
So I don't pass out on the show.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Ambulance.
So you will be our sports presenter on East Coast Breakfast for Thursday and Friday.
Thank you.
What's it, DC?
I would be honest.
In the
Sky
house.
Who? Wait,
hi, Carmen.
filling in for
from 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.